WDM.
Hey, Daniel, W4DJW. I'm good. How you doing?
About to make a run down towards Hodges here in a few minutes.
You gonna be working till late tonight?
I don't know what time I'll make it back. I'm not sure.
You need somebody to be ready just in case.
Cancel that if I can, but most likely I will because I'm gonna headed to Piedmont, then headed to Hodges, then headed to Columbia, and then headed to Salem in Oconee County.
You sound like you've got a full day. You gonna sleep good tonight?
Okay. So I got some serious running, several hundred miles, and after I get done in Salem, then I gotta head back to Dakinsville and then go back home. But Salem will be my last stop before heading back to the shop.
Okay. Well, we'll be ready. If it's not me, it'll be somebody else will be ready for if you're not here to pick it up, and then if you do get here before it shuts down, they'll be able to hand it over to you.
I'll make an effort to keep whoever I need to mend the loop and let someone know when I'm headed back, if I'll be close to 9 o'clock or whatever.
Well, don't drive fast. Don't put yourself at risk or anybody else at risk. All right, it's not worth that. We've got it covered if you can't. It'd be good to have you doing it, but if you can't, it's understood. So don't. Don't let that put any pressure on you to drive fast. It's not worth it.
No problem.
Are you in a big truck now? You sound like, I don't hear any background noise.
Right now, going down 276 Lawrence Road. About to hit 85 here in a couple minutes and hop over towards Powdersville.
Well, that must be a nice rig because it doesn't sound like you're in a big rig.
It's all brand new Peterbilt.
Okay. Well, how's the, does the seat go up and down with the movement of the truck, or is it stable?
Seat, and that's nice for when the road is only a little bit bumpy, but if you hit a really, really bumpy road, it's just about to throw you out of the seat. Your seatbelt's about the only thing that'll hold you in, and it'll lock.
That's like being out on a small boat in rough waters. If you got to hold on to the seat or it'll throw you out.
We do have one truck that's pretty loud. I don't know that it has much of a muffler system on it at all, and it has unbuffled jake. That thing is really loud. It's pretty neat.
I've heard those before. Been talking to people that are doing that before. It's kind of like when you're talking to David and he's in his Mustang every now and then. And he gets tired of the guy that's in front of him, so it goes around him. But I had a question I was going to ask you. I forgot what it was. That's what happens when you get old.
Because I do that all the time. I'll forget something in a split second.
So if I change the subject, then it'll come back to me. But I hadn't done that yet.
Out of your thoughts. Boss Van's calling me again. 1 second.
All right. Talk to you later. W4DJW.
W4WZM. Back again.
Change plans?
Tentative plans. He just called to confirm it. That's all.
Oh, yeah. I remember now what it was I was going to ask you. When you're going from one truck to another, how do you carry your antenna, your microphone and your radio with you from truck to truck?
Before I put this radio and antenna and everything in here, I told them, hey, I just want to confirm. I would like to know what truck you're planning on leaving me in for the next little while. I don't want to just jump from truck to truck to truck, but I got a nice radio and a nice antenna to put in a truck. And if you could leave me in one truck, that would be great. Because we, at that point, we had more drivers than we do now. We had someone quit recently. So truck hopping is going to become more common, but they said, all right, well, we'll leave you in a truck then. So they left me in one truck, and I've had my radio stuff in there, but I used to truck hop a good bit when I first started. But since I got my radio, I've just been in one truck most of the time.
So you took a little bit of time and got it set up the way you needed it, and now it just works. You leave it in there overnight?
Yes. Put it in the truck. When it goes to a shop, though, to have work done to it, I take my radio and antenna out.
Okay. I was just wondering how you did that. I know some people got like a go box and the radio is all set up in it. They just stick a mag mount out on the fender and drop the box in the cab and away they go with the mic and everything. Plug the radio in a cigarette lighter and they're done. I was just curious how you did it.
And I'll show you a picture of it later. But it's wired in. And I just leave it the way that it is. It's too much hassle for me to connect everything and disconnect it, so I leave it alone.
Does that cab have a place in a fuse box that you can just put your wire, plug your wires into, or did you have to tap into a hotline?
You have to have a CB installed in them from the outset. So there's a positive and negative terminal on the headliner behind the sun visors.
Well, that's mighty convenient. Okay, that answers my question. Because I was just wondering how you connect, because a cigarette lighter can produce some amperage, but 50 watts is a lot to ask.
Yes, sir.
All right, well, I'm going to go back to my tuning. I'm reading up and learning about Raspberry Pi cameras and the all the surface capability I just exhausted, so now I have to go into the under-the-covers capability to get what I want. So that's going to take some concentration. But anyway, you be safe out there, Daniel. I'll be waiting around 9, or if I hear from you before then. So don't rush. Good to hear from you. KJ4WZM, W4DJW.
W4DJW, KJ4WZM. I'll still be around for a little while.
4ZLK.
KJ4WZM.
I just wanted to say hello. Good morning, and Dave, if you're listening, good morning to you, too.
Good morning, Shane. Good to hear you on here regularly throughout the day. W4DJW.
Yeah, trying to be more regular. I'm enjoying it a lot. I've got the same setup. I've got my radio just stuck in permanently, mounted on. They have a place for the CB, but I actually have it in a little different spot, left the CB open, but I just run the wires to the positive and negative, and then I had them install another CB mount on the back of the truck, beside the or opposite side where the CB mount. And I just put a 3/4 mount antenna on there. It works really great. Anyway, I'm gonna go. Just want to say hello to you guys. N4ZLK.
Good to know, Shane, because I'm having to do that for my airplane trash truck. I don't want to leave it sitting out there all the time because it's just tempting to break into the truck. It'll cause more damage to the truck than it causes the loss of the radio. So I just keep it out of there, but I just wondered how other people do it. Appreciate that. Take care. Be safe. W4DJW.
Hey, Shane, feel free to holler at me in a few minutes when you get back into the truck again. N4ZLK, KJ4WZM, and 73 to you both, N4ZLK and W4DJW.
Delivery, N4ZLK, 73.
For EEE monitoring.
Echo, 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 I think it was. KJ4WZM, how are you?
Fixing to pull up, get some paperwork, and then go handle a whole bunch of business today. I got a full plate, a lot of driving to do, kids to see, things to do, all kinds of stuff. How about your morning?
Driving several hundred miles today.
You are, or me? I'm going from Greenville to Seneca and possibly Walhalla to pick up a small trailer.
Are you doing some driving? I'm doing some driving too. I started off in Dinkinsville, went down to Greenville, now I'm heading over to, I'm in Powdersville now. I'm about to head down to Hodges, just outside Greenwood, then down to Columbia, then back up to Salem in Oconee County, then back to Dinkinsville and home.
Well, it sounds like a little bit of running around yourself.
It's going to keep me busy for the next several hours.
4RSN, testing. 2-4RSN.
KJ4WZM, you're making a repeater. You've got some white noise on you. Signal is, audio is good. Signal is weak.
Next I'm 45 miles away in my house, so I was just seeing, and I'm on an HD at 5 watts, so I just want to see if they could make it.
Doing good. Pressed it for the distance.
I appreciate it. I'll be clear. 2-4RSN.
I'll be back in a few.
Need a radio for, I think, 5 to 10 minutes. I gotta go in here and pick this load up real quick, and I'll be back. KJ4WZM, clear for now.